And how did your now wife respond to your?
Oh man,
it had to be startling for her.
It was angry. Her response was angry.
Really?
That I would use her faith against her to try and get her and her family back. I even said, I was like, look, I don't care what you think about this. I was like, this is what I'm doing, whether I have you or not. And I actually remember praying, and I wrote it down, and it's in my, and I review this every now and then when things get a little weird, you know, to remind myself, because dude, marriage isn't all rosy, you know, like it's not right. Like this one thing. It's a team effort that, you know, it takes two people to really get after it. But I actually prayed that God give my family a man after him, if that couldn't be me. And I didn't believe it, but I knew that's what I needed to pray. And I prayed it until I believed it. And it wasn't too long after that that a situation came up with our son. And we sat down and talked, and she said she wanted to go to church with me. And she came to church with me, and she said from then on, she was like, I want to try this. I believe you.
We are talking with James Michael Scott with the band Here and Now Don't Stop. You are from the Western Ohio area, right? Hillsboro?
Yep, southwestern. We're about an hour and a half away from everything. So if you're in Cincinnati, you're an hour and a half away from me. If you're in Dayton, you're like an hour and 15 minutes away from me. Columbus, an hour and a half away from me. So we're out there.
But you are close enough to Cincinnati to be a Bengals fan.
Absolutely. Hooday. As much as it hurts, I love my suffering, apparently.
Yeah, that's something I had to overcome, you know, before I played your music. But, you know, it's you know, for the good of the listener that I did play your music, and I'm so glad that I did. We have been playing your song now, Battle Cry, for a few weeks, and I've gotten some really good response to that song. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into that song?
So, Battle Cry, I was listening to a video from Ravi Zacharias, and he was talking about the issue of pornography and sexual addiction. He touched on it, and he was talking about, he used the line paper thin cuts, and Battle Cry was originally called Paper Thin Cuts because every little bit that we give in, it's just like, he talks about immunity as a whole. And as the skin is a membrane that takes care of us, if we continue to issue paper thin cuts on us, eventually we can't overcome what's happening there. So the little bits that we give in, so you talk about appetite changes after every seduction. What happens when we give in is we inevitably want more, you know, and that becomes harder and harder to overcome. James 1:2 tells us, you know, to rejoice when we're faced with temptations and everything like that. But the endurance is what of getting through it is what produces, you know, our spiritual maturity. So we go through this and we go through this. And Spencer Jones, our piano player and guitarist, as well as Dawson, our other guitarist, we were sitting down just going over this, and we had this idea. And I said, man, I just want to tackle this because this is something. Being from where I was from, that really means something to me, because it's hard sometimes for men to look at women the correct way when they've scarred themselves so badly by the things that we've seen, by the things that we've done, and that call to recovery, be it drugs, be it sexual addiction, be it anything that you're in on, you know, like a lot of the things that we get into, it's hard to get out of, and that battle cry, it's funny, you know what I mean? A lot of in the Christian worldview, my battle cry is throwing my hands up and submitting to God. So that was what it was all about, you know. It was just saying, all right, look, this is what this looks like now for me.
Wow. We're talking with James Michael Scott of the band Here and Now Don't Stop. I keep saying wow when you stop talking, because it's really how I feel. I love hearing you talk about how Christ has changed your life. I'm amazed, James, that just a few years ago you were singing songs that were discouraging faith, and now you're singing a song like Battle Cry to impact lives for faith. I'm just really touched by your story.
Well, I was always kind of about hope, but I think just like a lot of people in humanity, where does that hope come from? And that changes everything. Again, you know, like when you start looking at, you know, who do we rely on? If it's you, then, you know, you're limited. But if it's God, you're just absolutely not. And it changes purpose and everything. I was at odds with even to do music again, because I didn't think I was allowed. I didn't think that there was any way that I could make this a part of my life again and not succumb to everything that comes with it. We actually, even promoting the band is a problem for me, you know, because I feel it's self-serving and one of these things. And but it's through my wife, who, there is nobody more hurt by all of my activities than her. And through her urging, got me back into doing music and playing worship and you know, even writing again. So it's kind of crazy sometimes. I don't know where it all ends. I know that our band is really happy doing whatever it is that we do, you know what I mean, because we get to worship, we get to play music. Dude, our practices, when we're rehearsing, we jump around, we praise the Lord, you know what I mean? It's awesome. We don't treat it like anything else. Like, what else would we rather be doing? And, you know, a lot of people sit around and focus on what's going to happen. We're just like, hey, we're men that have been through enough stuff to realize that we might not make it home tonight. So we're just going to enjoy this right here, you know?
Well, I would say that you have a story that needs to be told. And I'm so glad that Some Sort of Rock Show has the opportunity to help you share that story. Again, we've been talking with James Michael Scott. He's the frontman of the band Here and Now Don't Stop out of Hillsboro, Ohio. It seems like it might be the perfect time to play the song Battle Cry right now. James Michael Scott, thank you again for spending some time with us and for sharing your story and your life here with Some Sort of Rock Show.
Thanks for having me, John. Things I